We're doing the Shotaran, we're on page Taf Samech Vav. We had started the 12th speech, the idea that we go up to the high court when we have a question. The Ran had asked that the high court is only binding when they're sitting in their place, in the Lishkat HaGazit. If they're not in the Lishkat HaGazit, then there's no concept of the rebellious elder. So the Ran had asked, so how do I know I'm supposed to listen to the sages of the time if, in fact, even the high court, once they weren't in their designated place, there was no concept of Zaken Mamre. So the Ran had said that we have another pasuk, Acharei Rabim Latot. We have to go by the majority opinion. So, Acharei Rabim Latot, if the court majority rules, we have to go with that majority opinion. Then the Ran had quoted a braita. It says in Masech Avodah Zarah that if a person asked a chacham and he said the answer is it's defiled, he shouldn't ask another chacham who will tell him, no, it's pure. If he asked a chacham and he said it's prohibited, he shouldn't go to another chacham who will tell him, no, it's permissible. What happens if you came into the rabbis, there were two rabbis sitting, and one, you asked the question, and one said, that's permissible. Another one said, no, it's prohibited. So they have two opinions. We say if one of them is bigger than the other, go by him. If not, then go by the more stringent one. How do you know which one's bigger? The Braisad said, the one who's bigger, bechokhmah, in wisdom, uveminyan, and in numbers. So the Ran had said, uperush biminyan, what does it mean, biminyan? What does that mean in numbers? Huminyan chachmei adorot. That's how many other rabbis agree with him. Sheiskimu lidvarav. So why does it matter if he has 10 rabbis who agree with him? V'zeh min ha-pasuk shamanu. That's based on the pasuk that says, go by the majority opinion. V'zeh inyan haskamat ha-talmud. And this is the concept that the Talmud was accepted by all the rabbis. V'shein adam ha-shalach lo kal dvarav klal. Why is it that no one can argue on the Talmud? Why can't I wake up today and say, gee, I think the verse B'shach B'chov Kumecha means whenever you go to sleep and whenever you wake up. You went to sleep at 2 in the afternoon, you should say Kriya Shema. Why can't I give that interpretation? The Talmud says that's not the interpretation. The Talmud says B'shach B'chov Kumecha means you have a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema at night, you have a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema in the morning. Why can't I argue on the Talmud? Explains the Ran. That's a biblical commandment. You can't argue on the Talmud. How so? When the Talmud was closed, you had tens of thousands of rabbis together in the yeshivas, and they agreed on it. After teaching, so everyone would leave the academy. It was Bein Hazmanim. Okay? People would go to their families, and they would only have 200 students left during the break. That's what the yeshiva looked like. During the break, when the yeshiva was empty, there was only 200 students. And they said, we are the orphans of the orphans. They said, what a lousy yeshiva we are. During our break, we only have 200 people here. That's during the break. That's when the yeshiva was empty. So they said, previous generations had so many more students. Yatme de yatme. So, it explains the Ran. In ancient times, in the days of the Talmud, the yeshivas had tens of thousands of students. When during the break, they said, we're a lousy yeshiva, we only have 200 people here during the break, that gives you a picture of how many people were there during the real learning time. So, the rabbis of the time agreed כיוון שהסכימו רוב מניין החכמים מהם בדברים המוסכמים בתלמוד, the rabbis at the time agreed to what the Talmud says. נצטווינו ללחכיהם. So we are bound by what they said. מזאת המצווה שהיא אחרי רבים להטות. From this mitzvah that we have to go by the majority opinion. So when you have the majority, when you have the masses ruling, that's it. So this is also part of the concept of why we're bound by rabbinic mitzvot or minagim that all of Israel accepted. There are many minagim that evolved over time. And we're bound by them. Why do I have to wear a talis? You have to wear a talis? Yeah, you have to wear a talis. But why do I have to wear a talis? If I don't wear a four-cornered garment, I don't have to wear tzitzit. Who said I have to wear a talis? No. It's an accepted minag. You daven shacharis, you're supposed to wear a talis. Wait a second. Why am I bound by a talis? No. That's the minag. You're bound by the minag. You can't just do whatever you want. Why do I have to say the verses in Kiddush? Let me just say the blessing. Bore prey agafen and I'll run into Kiddush. No. We have a custom. We say all those verses before Kiddush. Yom HaShishi V'Echudu HaShemayim V'Aretz Echol Tzvam. Yeah, that's our custom. We've accepted that. And so on. Why do I have to wear a yarmulke? The Jewish people accepted the custom. Someone asked me this week, I think it was on the Q&A of the WhatsApp group, about customs. Is the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah only about customs? I didn't like that word. What does it mean, only? If Am Yisrael accepted it, I'm bound by it. Don't say only. That's also halacha. So we're going to pick up here where the Ran said our obligation to listen to the Chachamim stems from the verse, Acharei Rabim Latot.